This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden defended his decision to pull U.S. forces out of Afghanistan Tuesday, insisting he does not regret his decision, even as the situation in Afghanistan rapidly deteriorates and the Taliban accelerates its gains across the country. Biden's defense of the administration's actions come as Taliban militants captured more provincial capitals on Monday and Tuesday in a push across much of Afghanistan after taking large areas of the mostly rural countryside. Biden has been saying for months and said again Tuesday, the U.S. has spent over $1 trillion in 20 years and lost thousands of American troops to death and injury there. He said the U.S. and its allies have trained and equipped over 300,000 Afghan forces, and now, quote, they've got to fight for themselves, fight for their nation. Biden said the United States will continue to keep its commitments to provide close air support, resupply Afghan forces with food and equipment, and pay salaries. The deeply divided U.S. Senate on Tuesday passed an infrastructure bill designed to invest $1 trillion in improving the nation's roads and bridges, improving access to clean drinking water, and providing broader access to broadband internet. In response, President Biden said, quote, today we proved that democracy can still work. The legislation now goes to the House of Representatives, who will begin deliberation on it next month. Approval of the bill in the House is uncertain. Some progressive Democrats say the bill ought to include more funding. But the president has hailed Tuesday's action as moving a step closer to what he called a once-in-a-generation investment in our nation's infrastructure. You're listening.